92.3 WTTS. On demand.
Palmerton Hall with Elaine Mellencamp this morning. And Elaine, you know, you guys are so involved, both you and John, in the community. And this is one of your big annual projects. How did it all start that you became affiliated with the Tibetan Center and the Dalai Lama?
Well, back in 2004, they were breaking ground to build the Interfaith Temple and came to me and asked me to be a part of that program and kind of represent some area youth that were participating, and it was my first introduction there, and I loved it so much, and I got really enthusiastic, and I wanted to get involved more, and it kind of progressed, and I thought it was such an amazing place to have here in Bloomington, and I just never knew. I would drive by, and I could kind of, over the trees, see the little tops of the buildings. I thought, what is that back here? And when I went back there, and I think it was an education for me as well as an amazing experience, and I really wanted to be more involved. So it was progress into where we are today.
And you're not just like a pretty face that just promotes this because of your celebrity. You actually roll up your sleeves and do a lot of work.
Well,
to when the Dalai Lama comes to visit.
Well, I think there's a lot of work. You know, we're collaborating on this public talk. You know, we have both the talk here in Bloomington and then the public talk in Indianapolis. And so we're collaborating with two other groups, the Interfaith Hunger Initiative out of Indianapolis and also the Indiana Buddhist Center. So that's three groups that have to collaborate. And this is a really big project. He's speaking at Conseco, and we're hoping to have a really big group of people and to let him have a great forum to have this, you know, to take this time and to reach a lot of people with his words.
And the dates, those are coming up in May, both for Bloomington and Indy, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, May 12th and 13th, as I recall.
Those are the dates in Bloomington, and the 15th would be the public talk.
Okay, now what about, do you buy a ticket for that or what?
Yeah, you can buy a ticket at Conseco.com. You can buy them online. You can go to Ticketmaster. They're available. They're reasonable tickets. They're $25 or $15 for children, $25 for adults. So I think, you know, we're really hoping to get a lot of people to come out.
What happens to the money then?
All of the money, proceeds will come back into this community. The proceeds go in part to the Interfaith Hunger Initiative, and they work closely with Gleaners Food Bank and a lot of the food pantries and feed and go to missions around Indiana, primarily Indianapolis, but they're also working with a group out of Kenya, and the rest of the proceeds come back here in Bloomington to the Tibetan Mongolian Buddhist Cultural Center to work on some missions that they have.
Was there any, I'm sure there were problems involving that earthquake?
Indeed, yeah.
That happened, that kind of affected that region there.
Oh, absolutely. It's tremendous. And actually, the Tibetan Mongolian Buddhist Center is hosting an interfaith prayer. And I think just gathering funds to go back to support the victims and their families from that area.
All right. I want to talk to you more about that. Also, yeah, you know, kind of get into the personal life. I want to catch up on the family, you know, because guys are such a great part of the community, and we all feel kind of like, you know, we're closer to you than everybody out in all the other states and all that. So we'll catch up on the family, find out what's going on, the Senate campaign and all that stuff. But I had a call earlier, and it's kind of funny, Elaine. First of all, again, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks.
But people in the Bloomington area, even Indy, everybody's got a Mellencamp sighting story. And I was thinking about the notion of you and John like trying to go incognito and disguise yourselves in some way that we wouldn't recognize you. I can't imagine it. So, you know, you don't even try to do that. I mean,
no.
You guys, you go out to the mall. You
know. Well, I know everybody here.
Yeah, you do your thing.
It'd be impossible.
Right. But there's still some people, even though you guys are very, you know, common sights in the area, still some people that are kind of wowed by that. And I talked to one of those earlier this morning.
I asked her, do you really use Pantene?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because she, you know, she was doing the Pantene commercials, and what she said was, I really believe in its detangling products.
Yeah?
I thought that was really awesome.
Right, that's the end of the story. sometimes the Mellencamp, that was at a putt-putt golf course on the east side of Bloomington.
I remember the putt-putt golf course.
Yeah, yeah, you may not remember the conversation example. Sometimes, you know, the Mellencamp
people do ask a lot about products that I've gotten before.
They fail to have a conclusion to sometimes these stories, but...
Well, it might not be a cliffhanger.
Well, Elaine, if I were to receive an early edition of the Mellencamp Christmas card, just to cover the first 4 months of 2010. What's been happening with the Mellencamps?
Well, John's been working a ton. He's got three projects he's been working on, a box set that's getting ready to come out, a project that he worked with T-Bone Burnett getting ready to come out. He's been collaborating with Stephen King, and they've got a project coming out. So he has been really busy, and I think he'll be happy to get some of this stuff out in the public. My son, I get to brag about him. He just won Golden Glove state title, so we're real proud of him.
That is awesome. And, I used to think about John's authority song. When I hear about his success in the ring and chip off the old block there.
Comes full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. That Stephen King thing, that's been in the works for a long time. Is that about...
Close to 10 years.
Yeah, is it about it's a Broadway show,
It is
right?
a Broadway show, and actually what they're going to do is to release a CD version first, actually. I don't really know when that's slated to come out, but I don't want to, reveal too much. But they got really spectacular people to participate. It should be an amazing, amazing project.
Well, they say, this is great. This is not about John, though. This is about you and the Dalai Lama, and particularly about the Dalai Lama. I know that. So many things, Elaine. I told Lisa here I could do an hour with you a day, every day. But there's so many things to talk to you about. I mean, the least important of which is probably water skiing. But have you been this year?
No, it was terrible. We were traveling. John was on tour. Kids were at camp. So, yes, unfortunately, my wakeboard skills are waning.
Oh, is that what you're into now, the wakeboard?
Yes. Yeah? Well, yeah. Hopefully I'm this summer. I'm just getting ready, so we have a whole new season ahead.
Because you taught the Burnett kids to water ski, didn't you?
The T-Bone Burnett kids? I love it. I love water skiing. I could spend my entire summer on that lake.
Lake Monroe is probably still a little chilly, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Not that brave.
Need a wetsuit. But anyway, what we've got you here today to talk about, what you've volunteered to come in and talk about today is the Dalai Lama's visit.
Yes.
And both to Bloomington and Indianapolis in a great public event. And this is going to be a Conseco.
Yeah. This will be, I think, a really huge event. And we are really looking forward to hosting a ton of people, because that's the whole point. Particularly now, I think, and the title of the public talk is Facing Challenges in Today's World with Compassion and Wisdom. And so I think it's a good time to have. And this is a great, great experience. And we're inviting a lot of Indianapolis public school kids. And I think it's a great experience for families. And I think that it's a poignant time to have these words. And they're inspiring. And I always have enjoyed every time I've had an opportunity to see the Dalai Lama speak. It's always really been a moving experience. And so we have this. It's actually Friday morning, 9:30, May 14th. And it's, I think, it'd be one of the largest events we've hosted here in Indiana. So we're really looking forward to getting a lot of people to come out.
That'd be a really cool, you just gave me an idea, that'd be a really cool Mother's Day gift, wouldn't it? Because isn't Mother's Day like the Sunday before that?
That is fantastic. Yeah, that would be a great gift. And I think it's a really good family experience. And I know that my kids have also enjoyed it when we had the public talk here last visit, here in Bloomington. So this, I think, would be... It might be best suited in Indianapolis this time. And Conseco has really been great to support us. And I think it'll be an amazing venue.
And how do you get tickets?
Get tickets at Ticketmaster or at Conseco box office, or go on Conseco.com for more info.
Isn't she nice and soft-spoken? You wouldn't believe the settings I have in here on our equipment. I've got my mic turned down to nothing, and yours is up all the way.
Well, that's usually within the Mellencamp house, that is not a good thing. John accuses me of being a low talker.
Does he?
Yeah, so I have
I'm not going to take sides.
I have to be more careful. He's low talker.
But you don't have to out-holler somebody to get their attention, do you, Elaine?
Well, if I was going to have to out-holler somebody, I'd be at a deficit, so hopefully not.
I can imagine, because you can actually control through silence and quietness, maybe more effectively than you can with a lot of... Yeah, we were talking a little bit off the air about the yin and the yang with you and John, because you seem so opposite.
Well, we are in a lot of ways. I think fundamentally we have a lot of things in common, but in a lot of ways, just dynamic-wise, it's good to have a balance in your relationships and in your life in general. So I think that's the goal, is having a good balance.
Yeah, because two rowdies get noisy, two zens get quiet.
That would be.
Yeah, that's cool. Man, it's really great to have you here. Hope you come back again real soon.
Oh, indeed. Thank you.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.